And our guest is Christina England. She's an author, an activist, and just a wonderful person. And her website is parentsandcaresagainstinjustice.weebly.com. And I will post that in the chat room. Okay. And you're on a lot of radio programs. You're really busy, really very busy. I just think that's terrific that you're just doing so much.
Well, I try. I have actually got a new book that's just about to be published. It'll be out there in about a week's time. We'll be worried about publishing it, but we have published it. We nearly published it, so you can look out for that one. I'm going to say the title of that for the first time, so nobody's heard the title. It's called Shattered Dreams, the HPV Vaccine Exposed.
Oh,
we have chapters written from professionals all over the world. We decided that our voices weren't strong enough, although I do an awful lot. I didn't feel my voice was strong enough, and my co-author, Amanda Dew, who is a mother of a vaccine-damaged child, her daughter was damaged with the HPV vaccine and has been very, very ill as a result. And we both decided that we wanted to write a book, but even though we knew an awful lot about the vaccine, we didn't feel our voices were strong enough to be heard. So we asked professionals from all over the world if they would contribute. We've actually got 13 professionals that agreed to contribute a chapter, or two chapters. In some cases.
Wonderful.
And these are scientists, doctors, women's health educators, all kinds of professionals. We've had a scientist as well. We've had two scientists. We have them from the USA, Australia. We have one from, we've got somebody from Netherlands. We have them just about from everywhere. Ireland. There's just professionals from all over the world. And we are very honoured to have them in our book. Professor Exley, he wrote a chapter. We've also got Jane Donovan, who's a GP and a homeopath as well. She does both. She wrote a marvellous, marvellous chapter. So we're about to publish this. We're very excited about this book, so please look out for that one. Hopefully it'll be on Amazon, but not for long, I shouldn't think, but who knows, we might be allowed to keep it there for
the right
time. If not, we'll be able to sell it anyway.
The one that we that was brought up before, HPV, the HPV vaccine on trial, is still on Amazon.
Yeah, my book's on Amazon as well. Both of my books are on. Too much problem. Whether it'll be taken off, who knows? I know a lot of the books. Certainly the DVD that I was on. I think that one's gone. But we have heard.
Oh, your volume is down again.
Yeah. Certainly the DVD that I was on. That one seems to have disappeared. Larry Cook has a very good website with a lot of the books that have been taken off. And books that he suspects will be taken off, he's got a shop where he's selling them. So just go to his website, Vaccines Revealed, I think it's. Have a look on that one. Larry Cook, he's got a brilliant one. He's got a little shop where he's selling all the books. So if you can't get the books on Amazon, you'll be able to get them from him.
Okay, your volume went down again, so...
Sorry. I don't know what's happening with it. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. About 80 countries, according to the write-up on this one book, The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed, says that over 80 countries have approved the vaccine, with glowing endorsements from the world's foremost medical authorities. It's bringing in over $2 billion in annual sales. The HPV vaccine is a pharmaceutical juggernaut. Is this horrible? 80 countries have approved this?
Yes, they seem to have approved it. Some are getting a bit sort of, how can I say, some have suspended it, and Japan has suspended it. They no longer advertise it. They no longer promote the vaccine. I think girls can still get it, but it's vaccine that's no longer sort of spoken about, and I can't even think straight at the moment because it's getting late for me.
Oh, right. You're 6 hours ahead.
No, 7 hours ahead.
Seven? Oh, my goodness. Bless your heart.
I'm quite tired, but they're no longer promoting the vaccine. Quite a few countries have got class actions going on. I know several countries that have class action against the vaccine going on at the moment. We have a brilliant guy in the Isle of Man, which is a small island. It's part of the UK, but it's a small island. And they are actually heavily into the HPV vaccine. And he works actually for the government. And he's going all over the world speaking about the vaccine. He is so fantastic what he's doing. He is giving evidence in court cases. His name's Courtney Heading. Those that haven't heard of him, please look him up. He's done interviews with some of the top leading experts from all over the world. And he is just a superb speaker and sort of activist against this vaccination. He's certainly one to keep your eye on. He's going over to Africa, I believe, soon, with a number of others. I've been invited as well, so I might be going over to Africa. I don't know whether I will or not. It all depends on whether I am going to have to be forced to have the yellow fever vaccine.
Oh, my gosh.
If we do have to have the yellow fever vaccine, I won't be going over to Africa. But I will be giving a presentation online. They are having a big conference because they're very unhappy about it coming into their country. So that's one country, certainly it's Kenya that we're going to, but it's one country that are definitely against the HPV vaccine and want nothing to do with it. So it's being brought into their country by the World Health Organization, but the Catholic Doctors Association are very much against it. And as they have managed to get rid of two vaccines so far that have contained the fertility hormones in them to make the women and also the men sterile in their country, they got rid of the tetanus vaccine with the HCG hormone in, and they also got rid of the polio vaccine, which contained a derivative of the oestrogen, which were making men sterile. So they've got rid of both of those vaccines, so they're quite a force to reckon with. And they're the ones that are trying to say no to this vaccine coming into their country. They don't want anything to do with it. So hopefully that'll be a very powerful conference. And I believe that some very powerful people will be there attending. We certainly have, I've got a few people that I have managed to get to speak there because I'm working alongside the Kenyan Catholic Doctors Association. I've done a lot of work over many years with them, and hopefully their conference will stop the vaccine at least going into Kenya. So there is a lot of things going on at the moment. And as I say, there are many, many court cases going on around the world that people are unaware of, but there are big cases going on. One's going on in America at the moment, a massive, massive court.
This is the problem is that people get are programmed by television, programmed by emotion, and of course everybody is scared to death of cancer. The gentleman that posted the other I guess it was the insert or something for, that told what was in this HPV vaccine says although the CDC Foundation was chartered by Congress, it is not a government agency, nor nor is it a division of CDC. It is a private nonprofit organization classified as a 501c3 public charity. Now, what does that mean? Oh, the foundation. Okay. The CDC Foundation. Okay. Which is different
CDC
than this. Okay.
I mean, he's absolutely right. Those ingredients are in the vaccine.
Right.
I'm writing another article at the moment on the ingredients of vaccines and some very interesting research that I found on that. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, as I said, but he is absolutely right. And the ingredients of that particular vaccine are absolutely horrendous. It's also got more aluminum in than any other vaccine. It's a shocking amount. But, of course, I've spoken to Professor Exley, who's the leading authority in the world, I believe, on aluminum, and he actually has told me that there is no safety limit for how much that we can.
There's no safe amount of aluminum.
There is no safe amount at all. So literally, they can put in as
or mercury.
Yeah, they just can put in as much as they like, and there's nothing that can stop them. Even though that it's been proven to be crossing the blood-brain barrier, I've just actually posted my interview with him, and I have learned so much from this man. He's Professor Christopher Exley. He's in the UK, and he's a leading authority on aluminium, and he's been working on aluminium and studies involving aluminium now for 30 years, and he knows just about everything there is to know about it. And some of the facts that he actually told me in this interview, well, it just absolutely knocked me sideways. I really didn't even know the amount of corruption that's going on. So I think people should watch the interview, listen to what's being said. It is a very fascinating interview, and I'm very pleased and I'm very honoured to be allowed to have done it. I actually did it at the university where he works.
Oh, okay.
Been a room covered in books and files and folders of research. It's amazing.
Okay, and that's the link that you sent me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spotlight on
yes.
HPV vaccine. That one.
Yes. Yes, I posted that. Okay. It's a YouTube one. Yes.
Yeah. It's absolutely fascinating what he tells about it all. And he's actually explained some facts that I think will shock people. I won't give too much away on it, but please listen to it and hear what's going on, and you'll hear for yourself just how shocking the corruption is. How they have, well, their morals are just terrible, what they did in the trials. I mean, I've actually spoken to a lady called Keisha Ling, I think her name is. I think that's how you pronounce it. anyway, she was in the original Merck trials for the vaccine, the study. The actual, before the vaccine came onto the market, she actually was involved in the trials. And she explained to me, well, she did a conference that I was at. She was actually speaking at a conference that I attended. And I've spoken to her privately, and she's actually, now I actually wrote a chapter in the book about her case, and I have shown some paperwork from the trials. This was called Future 2 trials. They were, it took place, I can't remember now because I can't think, but she actually was telling me that in the trials, that after the first vaccine, she became ill. Now, she only got 52 euros for these trials that she did. To take the three vaccines, she had to have the three vaccines, three doses. After the first one, she became very ill. She started to get headaches. She really wasn't very well. She couldn't concentrate. Then when she had the second one, the migraines she got were absolutely terrible. She began to get dizzy. She got chronic fatigue, became lethargic. She couldn't think. She couldn't attend school. Or college, she was in college at the time. She couldn't attend. She was having weeks on end off. She complained to the Merck and said that she had side effects and that she didn't want to take the third vaccine. She didn't want to go ahead. She wanted to come out of the study. She'd had enough. She felt really ill. She felt that it was a vaccine. They said to her that it couldn't possibly be a vaccine. That the vaccine, it was safe and she wasn't to worry. It must be something else that's causing the side effects. They wrote it down as a new medical history, not as side effects, but as new medical history in her notes. The notes I've actually got, so I actually know this for a fact. She went on, they persuaded her, against her will really, but they did persuade her to have the third vaccine. She became very, very, very ill after the third one. She really did. She went back to Merck. She explained how ill she was, along with five others in the same trial, all complained. It was only a small trial. All complained of feeling ill and having very severe side effects, paralysis, you name it. They all had these terrible side effects. And they were all told that it couldn't be the vaccine, and all of their information was removed from the trial. So their information isn't anywhere on the trial. So they were removed from the trial because they had side effects. So if Merck can do that in the original trials for the vaccine, these are the trials before it's brought onto the market, you can see how bad it is, how bad the corruption really is. I've got her words. I have spoken to her. I've got her words in my art, in my a chapter for the book. So, you know.
And when your book comes out, I was just looking at the reviews for the book that we talked about earlier, the HPV vaccine on trial. And I was reading some of the 14% of the reviews gave it one star, and you
they're probably the trolls. They're the trolls.
And the editorial reviews, including from Christian Northrup, Stephanie Seneff, Dr. Yehuda Schoenfeld, Dr. Alvin Moss, people I've had on the program, Dr. Healy, and all these doctors are giving it these wonderful, wonderful reviews. And I was reading some of the one-star reviews. We'll be right back. Charlie, be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes
if they can take the lead.
Change the bad to good. To live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
Okay. We are back with our wonderful guest, Christina England. Her website is parentsandcarersagainstinjustice.weebly.com. And, oh gosh, this is just amazing. We should open the phone lines and give you a bit of a rest. What time is it over there?
It's 10:30, but we're losing an hour tonight, so.
Oh, so it's going back. Okay.
Forward today, so it's actually 11:30.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Yeah. Oh yes, I'm early to rise, and I go to bed pretty early, and I get up really early. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've got a very lively puppy dog, and she likes me to be up about 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'll probably get about 3 hours sleep tonight. But it's great to come on the show, and I thank you for come on.
I always love having you on the program. You give us so much wonderful information, and I thank you for that and for all of your activism. And in the past, you've told us about people who have been imprisoned, and you have done so much for people who have been imprisoned. In fact, we at one point we actually talked to somebody that was in prison.
Yes, I think we did.
Yes.
On radio shows.
Yes.
Different shows. We've also had people on the run as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had some amazing people on the show over the years.
And I thank you for that. That not only are you writing books and appealing to big audiences like the conference that you had, but you care about the one or the two, and that's why I love you, because you care about the individual.
I do care about especially the people that have been arrested falsely. There are many people. I know. Every year the number goes up. I write to all the prisoners on a regular basis, the ones that I know. We are trying to get some of them out. We've got the Innocence Project involved, certainly with Bryant, a young man that was actually put in jail about 25, 30 years ago for a crime he didn't commit, that we can prove he didn't commit. We actually got a new appeal going for John Saunders, a man whose baby died of so-called shaken baby syndrome. However, we did discover, looking through his files that we managed to get hold of, that he was actually convicted on another baby's scan. So we did get an appeal on that, and they reduced the sentence from first degree felony to second degree. So he didn't improve much, but there's the Innocence Project is also involved with him. We've got the Innocence Project involved with Daryl Elliott, another young man whose baby died after the MMR. We have had some amazing guests over the years. We've spoken to parents. I'm in touch with a lot of parents whose children have either died or been damaged with vaccines. And I'm in touch with a lot of those. And I try to do absolutely everything I can. But it's still the numbers of people being falsely accused goes up and up and up.
It's bad enough that they've lost their infants. That would be so devastating. But then to be accused of such a horrific crime.
It is. I mean, you know, they're accused for shaking their babies. And, I mean, in some cases, yes, parents shake their babies. Yes, we've got, I mean, that'll always exist. And in some cases, they do shake them, sadly, until they die. But it's amazing to find out the numbers.
Oh, whoops. We have a break. I wasn't watching the clock. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. Have to teach the children about living with each other, 'cause the future will soon be in there.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. If you want to call in with a comment or a question, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. Our guest is Christina England. Her website is parentsandcarersagainstinjustice.weebly.com. And her motto is, before you vaccinate, investigate. Okay. And of course, they're doing away with the exemptions. One used to be able to get several different exemptions, medical, philosophical, and there was another one. And
religious,
yeah. And they're doing away with those. And it's unfortunate that people are so ignorant that they won't. Well, one of the gentlemen in the chat room said most people don't read. You can get the inserts for vaccines. In fact, I do have on the schedule page today where I'm attached to you as a guest, vaccine inserts, where people can read what is in there. And the minute you start reading the ingredients, you would say, no way would I ever even consider putting that into my child's body or anybody else's body. In fact, a few years ago, one of my friends found this on Facebook, that one of the ladies that had posted called the local poison control center and said, what if I know of a mother who put these into her child's body, and read off some of the ingredients off of the package insert for a vaccine. And the gentleman said, oh, well, she would be arrested. And yet, because doctors have a license, then it's okay for them to inject people. And of course, now you don't even need to be a doctor. You can just go to the pharmacy, and whoever happens to be on duty can inject the stuff into you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can get them even at the garages these days. Vaccines. I've seen them advertised at local petrol stations or gas stations.
You're joking.
Call it, yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Yes, I think you can just about get a vaccine anywhere. You don't have to be qualified to give a vaccine. You can.
Oh my gosh! They don't wash your windows or put tar in your.
Tires,
but they'll give you a vaccine?
Yeah. I mean, she is absolutely daft. So I think the people that are allowed to give vaccines now is just getting ridiculous. And nobody really knows what's in them. They don't really care what's in them, I don't think. I had a nurse, I won't tell you where she's from or which country she's from, but a nurse informed me that people that come in for sexually transmitted diseases into her clinic where she works, they're encouraged to give 3 vaccines in one go, and they are the Gardasil vaccine, the Hep B and the Hep A, all in one go. Every one of those vaccines contains aluminium,
and, right.
And the amount of aluminium that goes into the people that she has to vaccinate, she's not keen on vaccinating. I think she's going to come out of the job soon. She's just very unhappy about it. She wasn't too bad with the Hep B and the Hep A, but when it came to Gardasil, she just couldn't justify it. She feels it's exceptionally wrong. I mean, I don't believe in vaccinations anyway, but, nurses are encouraged to give them. They're not only encouraged to give them, they're encouraged to have them. So, and now you can't even be a receptionist or a porter at a hospital without having to have a whole list of vaccinations.
Wow.
If you try to say no, then you're given the sack. You certainly are in a lot of countries, including the UK.
The lack of informed consent.
Yeah.
When you get a vaccine, you are not told what's in those vaccines. But when you have any kind of medical procedure, a surgery or yeah, whatever, they tell you exactly what the expectations might be and everything. How soon are you going to recover? But they're not, they don't give, they don't, the patients don't have informed consent. The parents don't have informed consent. That's horrible.
Yes. The other thing is that parents aren't aware, but children can actually say yes to a vaccine from the age of 10 upwards without their consent anyway. At school, this is called, they use the Gillick Law.
Oh my gosh.
And it actually, anybody that's competent enough to understand what the vaccine is and have been told both the pros and the cons of the vaccine, and I might add it's mostly pros for the vaccine. If they can understand it, they can have the vaccine. So children as young as 10 at school can be given a vaccine without the parents' permission. This is something I've written in detail about in my book, actually, because people aren't aware of this. There is also something called passive consent. This can go for younger children. If a parent doesn't receive a letter in a child's bag, you know how children screw up the letters and throw them away and all sorts of things. If the parents doesn't, a parent doesn't sign the letter, in some cases in schools, they are given the vaccine because they're saying that the parent has to give him passive consent because they haven't said that they do not want the vaccine.
Wow.
This is a new way of getting around it. I've also written in detail and given examples of that in my book and where this can be found. Passive consent. It used to be just for medical procedures and things, but now it's also being used for vaccinations. So people aren't aware that children can have the vaccines. They can also be... I would actually say emotionally blackmailed, but that's probably quite strong.
I think you're right.
They can be bribed. They can be a child. We're talking children here. They can be bribed. They can be.
Well, they're children. They don't have the wisdom to make decisions about their future, about the possibility of what might happen. For instance, what
I'm
crazy
just
fool?
Give you something here, okay. Because it's very, very much in this. It's hidden laws and guidelines. I've written this on informed consent that can protect children against mandatory vaccination. This is a new law that came out. I want to post this in the chat room because there isn't a lot of time and I can't really go into this in too much detail. But I did want people to read. Actually gives very good information about the hidden laws and guidelines, but this particular law that's hidden can actually protect children a bit against having mandatory vaccinations, because we have been speaking a bit about mandatory vaccination, and I also speak about the different forms of consent in here as well. So it is an article that people should read.
Okay, I posted it in the chat room. So listeners, if you want to see all of these links, there's a lot of information in the chat room that you need to look at. Have had a lot of really good posters, including our guest.
Thank you.
It is just amazing that they're low. They want to lower the voting age here in this country.
I think they do in the UK as well. It's a bit daft, really.
Because children are so impressionable, and they're very, they lean very, very far left. Of course they want all these people to vote, because they don't have the wisdom to make those kinds of choices. And,
Well, if a 10-year-old can have a vaccine without their parents' permission, it shows you just how corrupt the system is.
Absolutely.
They can't go ahead and have a tooth out without their parents' permission.
But, yes.
No, I mean, children can get the morning after pill at the age, stupid ages now, at school and all sorts, and contraception. So I think, you know, it's getting out ridiculous. They can't get married. Can't get married until the age of 16 is in this country. I don't know about your country, but 16. But they can have the morning after pill at the age of 12 at school.
My gosh.
I mean, this is ridiculous. And personally, I believe that I actually follow a writer, and researcher called Judith Reisman. I should look that one up. But she has always said that they're trying to sexualize children.
Oh, absolutely.
And she uses the HPV vaccine as an actual example of this. How they're, you know, giving vaccines for sexually transmitted diseases to children at younger and younger age. I mean, we've got the Hep B being given to children at birth in the US. And they're just... That's what she believes, that they're sexualizing children. And it goes along with the clothes, the high heels for little girls of 2 and 3. I've seen them in the shops recently. It's disgusting. It really is. And it's just, it is exactly what she says. Her books are fantastic. Her name is Judith Reisman.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful lady. Wonderful lady.
Yes.
I've heard her speak.
I've had her on my program, I think.
Yeah.
I've got to have to have her back.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a caller, Tom in Utah. Tom, welcome.
Hi there, Deanna and the lady in England. Is that where you're at?
My name's Christina England. I am from England, yes. It's very confusing, but...
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to... back in the 50s and 60s, I worked in veterinary pathology, and most people don't know this, but Ezra Taft Benson, who was Secretary of Agriculture, ordered the most vigorous culling project to remove polio from out of livestock. And, of course, that was followed up with the introduction to the Salk and Sabin vaccines, and everybody thinks it was the vaccines that curtailed polio, but in fact it was our vigorous culling of the animals showing a high titer of polio. We took them out of the food production stream. Either we allowed them to recover from their polio, polio showing up in their bloodstream, or we simply disposed of those animals. And almost all of the diseases that you're vaccinating for have been managed or reduced, not by the vaccine, but by the careful examination and removal of animals in the livestock food supply.
And also by hygiene and better hygiene, cleanliness, and most of that occurred, in the 1930s and 40s. But a lot of the vaccines were introduced after World War II.
Yeah, but the major factor that has reduced these viruses and bacteria is the fact that in the Department of Agriculture, they vigorously go after those animals that are infected.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Tom, for your information. Okay, take care. The other thing, too, that is very disturbing is that children in this country, there's some laws being passed that children can go to their doctor and talk to them about whatever they want, have various things done, and they don't have to tell their parents, but the parents still have to pay the bill. So
nice.
isn't that terrible? The children can make these decisions. But they're certainly not taking financial responsibility or any other kind of responsibility for their decisions.
No, this is it. I think it's a way of getting around things. I think one thing I did want to discuss a little bit about was the herd immunity, because they want to have 95% of the population having these vaccines and vaccinated. But of course, certainly with the MMR, this didn't come in until the late 1980s, 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And people before that, that were born before that, never had the MMR. So we've got people sort of the still alive in sort of that were born in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s that have never had the MMR. So how can they ever get 95% of the population vaccinated with it? are vaccinated against measles. I mean, the majority of us have had measles, got over measles, and come through the other end. And this goes for chickenpox and all the other vaccines as well that are coming in. There are more and more vaccinations coming in, and people are saying it's wonderful to have mandatory vaccinations and how wonderful it is. But do they actually realise there's 271 that are waiting in the pipeline to be approved by the FDA? That's another 271 vaccinations that are likely to end up on our vaccination schedule. Do you really want mandatory vaccinations? Because I certainly don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Not when you think of it like that. And people don't realise it. They're just setting themselves up to be vaccinated with just about everything that you're vaccinated for. And, you know, as we've been saying all along, good hygiene, good food, sunlight, fresh air, all the things that will help you to improve your health, and you don't need vaccination.
Right. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. And people aren't questioning this? Oh!
This is it. I mean, when you look at it like that, there's already 70 vaccines in the US at the moment in the schedule for children.
Right.
Now, if you're thinking about another 271, this is a heck of a lot of vaccination.
What, for hangnails or what? It's horrid. Okay, we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the last 2 hours has been Christina England. She has written several books, Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis, Our Parents Being Falsely Accused with Dr. Harold Buttram, and Vaccination Policy in the UK Government, The Untold Story with, I can never get her name, Tomljanovich.
Lucia Tomljanovich.
Oh, see, I butchered that one. And you're coming out with another book that we'll all be very anxious to read. And Christina's website is
parents and carers against injustice.weebly.com, which of course I will post again in the chat room. So we've cheered everybody up today, right?
Probably. I'd just like to say one thing, only because he got up just then. I have a very, very wonderful vet who's holistic in his approach. He doesn't necessarily believe in vaccinating pets. I've got a cat who's just woken up. He's 21. He doesn't have vaccines. He has not had vaccines. He had a blood test last week. And because he's been getting a bit thin, as you would expect a 21-year-old cat to be. And the vet said to me, it was a new vet I had seen, at the same practice. And she said to me, your cat's kidneys and liver are that of a 2-year-old. She said, whatever have you been doing to this cat? So I said, I don't vaccinate it. So she went, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
She said, that cat is 21 and it has the levels of a 2-year-old. The only thing that was wrong was the thyroid level, and the thyroid's now being treated, and with an holistic approach, it's a homeopathic remedy, and he seems to be doing fine. He's put on a bit of weight and he seems to be up and around and doing well. So there you go.
Cats hardly are, well, just not just cats, but domesticated animals don't live as long as they used to live because, I believe it's because of vaccines.
I do too. I have had a 20-year-old dog that lived until he was 20, no vaccines. My cat, my last cat, she died at 19. She'd had some vaccines at the beginning, but she hasn't had it. Didn't have any for about 16, 17 years with me. The only cat that I've got that has been vaccinated a lot, which was before I had her. She's a little rescue. She was left on my doorstep in a box saying, no one wants me, please look after me. And she is doing very well now, but she had had vaccination after vaccination and was a very sickly, poorly animal. I've nursed her through that, and she's now not having vaccines and doing exceptionally well. I think she's about 14 or 15 now.
Wow.
So, this is just pets, but my vet doesn't believe in vaccinating them. He believes in the first vaccinations, but no more. He said that they're not necessary, and they're damaging them.
Well, Christina, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
We'll have you back when you're ready.
Take care.
Next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
People tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.